Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here today with Cameron Camp of ESET. Welcome, Cameron.
Good to be here, Brian.
So, Cameron, today we're going to talk about low-tech security. Voodoo recently had a bunch of hard drives stolen. A burglar came into their offices, stole the hard drives, which had personal information, email, and even some credit card information. And what we're going to talk about today is how low-tech or these physical security things can have rippling effects for cybersecurity. So let's start with Voodoo and the classic steal the hard drive scenario. What's going on there?
Well, first, the problem with this kind of low-tech attack, and if you're a small business, you know this, that if somebody comes in and seizes a hard drive sitting on a server table, sitting in the server room, sitting on the IT's desk, the onus to you as a small business person is to prove what information is contained on that hard drive. Well, it's easy to not know exactly, then it's easy to not be real specific about what information was stolen. That creates a huge issue for you from a PR standpoint, because then you have to say, something was stolen, we're not sure when, and we're not sure if our customers are safe. That's a huge trifecta that no business wants to endure.
So, Cameron, this is turning out to be far more common, and there are plenty of other examples beyond hard drives. Can you give us another example of this kind of low-tech security breach?
We get into an impersonation situation. If you are able to fake like you're an employee somewhere and gain entrance, or fake like you're a contractor and gain entrance, a lot of times those contractors are left alone for some period of time around possibly critical infrastructure. And if they are impersonating and they're not on the up and up, you can certainly have problems.
And it's very common not to just have physical impersonation, but for people to call people and say, I'm with tech support, or, you know, I'm with your vendor, and just, you know, I'm here to help you with your computer problem in general. And then people just start spouting off all the stuff that they're having, you know, with their computers. I mean, that's a very common scenario. Cameron, you know, another physical scenario that people might run into or have to consider.
Well, with high-tech industry, it's kind of amazing to me that in some cases, look at the connections that actually go to the building, to the facility, and you can actually intercept traffic going back and forth across their connections and start to snoop on their connections, you know, with things like screwdrivers to open up panels and to a cable area outside the building, and no one would suspect.
So, Cameron, I've also heard about situations where people go through the trash and actually get information. Is that true?
It absolutely is. And in fact, that's actually used by quite a few organizations that have a long standing history. The thing is, if something comes into a building, it's got to go out. And even if they can't retrieve all of the information, they can retrieve enough to bolster another social engineering style attack later. So, affectionately known as dumpster diving, is really effective in a lot of cases. If people don't shred the material, then you certainly can get names and addresses, personal information out of the dumpster.
So, Cameron, you know, is there some basic guidelines that people can adhere to with this? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of moving parts, but is there a checklist of two or three things that you can just do to kind of mitigate some of this?
Well, I think the first thing is to look to see something that looks out of place. Why is a telephone repair person going into the server room, for example, or in, you know, where they would normally go to the phone closet where they have all your physical connections? Why are they in a space where they really couldn't have much of a reason to be there? Same is true with a plumbing contractor doesn't need to be in the server rooms, things like that. There's some sense that people get that something is not right. Something's out of place. This person really doesn't belong there. And just strike up a quick conversation. And if the person, you know, starts to get a little crazier, the story doesn't match, you may have a problem.
Cameron, that's some great advice for our listeners. Everyone, if you want some more advice, visit welivesecurity.com, where you can read all about all types of security and get practical advice for securing your business or personal computer or device. Cameron, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.
You've been listening to the Malware Report. We'll talk to you next week.